Ticker here on BBC Radio Derby. You might remember as well, earlier on in the week, I introduced you to a Derby lad who could soon be vying for my job, Andrew Jackson, who comes from the Derbyshire village of Amberston, between Shardlow and Ulverston. But this morning he's been addressing the whole country. He's been presenting the early breakfast show on BBC Radio 1. His student radio show in Manchester won him a Best Male Presenter Award, and presenting at Radio 1 was part of his prize. Well, he started this morning at 4 a.m, even earlier than me, and this is how he started his show.
This is National Radio 1.
Good morning, you're listening to Andrew Jackson on Early Breakfast. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be speaking to Sam with his selection of my tunes. He's chosen some classics today, Stop Me by Mark Ronson. But first of all, this, Numb Encore by Jay-Z with Linkin Park.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Now, there's a song I haven't played for a while. 18 minutes past seven, let's catch up with Andrew now. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andy, how are you, mate?
I'm all right, how did it go?
Well, sort of on reflection, not bad, really.
You sounded like you paused a bit then.
Sorry?
You sounded like you paused a bit then.
Yeah, it's all very different. It's all very difficult until you sort of listen to it back. I'm sure as you know, but yeah, I think the nerves were definitely going. So stuttering, stolting to begin with, but no, sort of coming off that on a real high though.
Yeah, and thing is, when you are nervous, the more you do it, the better it gets. So presumably the later bits of the show anyway, you lose that, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct, that's completely right. By the end of it, me and Dan were just sort of in a bit of a flow, so no, it was really good, really enjoyed it.
What kind of reaction have you had from punters?
We had a really good reaction, actually. Obviously, a load of my mates were listening, so I've been inundated with texts after the show, sort of saying, oh, I didn't realise you were on Radio 1. I would have thought all my mates would have known. I'm sure I would have shouted about it enough. But no, lo and behold, there were some people that didn't. So, good emails and texts in from the audience.
Yeah. And anything go wrong?
I think I introduced a couple of tracks wrong, maybe, possibly, at some point. But I think I just sort of patched that up and just said, oh, no, tell a lie, it's not that track, it's this track. And then straight back into it.
Were there any technical constraints here? I mean, you know, I'm sat in my radio studio at the moment, surrounded by flat screens and buttons galore. Did you have to do all that yourself?
Yeah, Dan, my sort of producer co-host, went in for some training on Wednesday. We were doing all that and, you know, I'm sure you know, have to keep to time, make sure you get in on the news exactly half past the hour. Both bulletins, well, yeah, it would have been three bulletins, half past five, half past six and seven. And yeah, lots and lots of buttons to press and possibly press the wrong buttons as well. But I just kept my fingers poised over the top of the right one and then we got there in the end.
So I always think the trouble about that is you tend to be thinking about technicalities rather than what you're saying,
yeah,
which isn't
true.
A good idea. But is it unavoidable if that, you know, if you're faced with something you haven't done before? It's a bit like being thrown in a car and told to drive it and talk at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, put it this way, it was a bit more technical than the student radio station we've got up in Manchester. That's a couple of faders and that's about it. This one had a whole sea of knobs in front of me to twiddle.
So how far do you think this could take you? And I know that you're hoping this could be the start of something big.
I don't honestly know at the moment. I mean, like I say, next year after I graduate, I'm hoping to get work experience and go with it that way. And, you know, if I can say, hey, you know, I've done this bit on Radio 1 or make a demo tape up from that, you know, I can do, and then that might hold me in good stead. But really, I don't have any, I'm not going to say I don't have any targets or, you know, aims as such, but I'm not going to sort of speak too soon, so to speak.
Okay, well, look, we'll obviously watch your career with progress. It certainly is a great thing to have on your CV. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Thanks very much, Andy.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.